Good morning. Good morning. Happy Sunday, everybody. Good morning.
Yes, welcome to our podcast. We're back and we're ready.
We're ready. Bring it on. So, see what I've been up to. I've been job hunting, looking around, trying to find new things to do, and looking for side hustles and stuff. And I come up with a few things I may want be interested in, but I'm doing some research on it still. And yourself?
Just working, getting ready for school to be out and see what my summer is going to look like and going on vacation soon.
Oh, that sounds nice.
Yes.
Enjoy your summer. When is the first day of summer? It's not summer yet, is it? Is it?
No. I think we're still in spring.
Wow. And July.
Don't ask me. I got to look that up.
Yeah, I have to, too. I should have looked it up before I asked. But I'm just thinking. I said, Dad, it's still spring? Because I haven't planted no plants outside. And I said, Dad, summer's going to be over before I can get them planted. Because I want to do a couple of them.
It starts June 20th.
Oh, okay. Well, what next week? Not next week?
Yes. Because I know I was like, wait a minute. Did we do a summer song at school yet?
Yeah, I'm already for this kid to get out of summer school. I mean, out of school, his mom signs him up for summer school. I'm like, what the heck? Like, I can't get out of that school.
No. Like, you're going to school all year, huh?
Yeah, summer school for somebody who can't even talk. But anyway, I don't understand it. But so everything here is doing good. Still haven't started working out or nothing, but I think somebody has.
Yes, I have. Like, yeah. Joined Planet Fitness.
I'm proud of you because I watch people work out all the time. I haven't picked up a weight or nothing. But
that's my main thing. Because I'm over 50 and I've been reading up and it's like weight, muscle. And then I was like, yeah, I don't have muscles like I used to. So I work on my little weights. And I walk for a couple of minutes and ride a little bike to like a mile. And that's it. And I don't do it like every day because I know I'm not going to do it every day. So I have started off once a week, then twice a week, and then just to keep on going.
Oh, okay.
So nothing strenuous. And I don't get in and like take the heavy weights. I do all the little weight and I call it the big loser area. So I go into those areas with the weights. I don't free weight.
Oh, okay.
I think I would need a trainer for free weights because I don't know what I'm doing. I don't want to pull a muscle. And that's another thing. I don't want to pull a muscle. These muscles have been a long time other than, you know, lifting the regular stuff.
So, yeah, you got to baby those muscles.
Yes. So they're going to start a little at a time, stretch and everything else. So, yes, I'm happy. Yeah.
I've got to do something, and I just don't have it. I don't have the desire. I don't want to move at all. I haven't even picked up my hula hoops. I don't even know when the last time I picked up my hula hoops, but I need to get it together. And I don't have it together. Like, I got roller skates. I got everything I need to be healthy, and I just refuse to pick it up and do it. I don't understand it, but I don't know. But I did go to the movies this weekend. Back to the movies since COVID. It's the first time we went. Todd wanted to go. We saw Peter Rabbit. It wasn't too bad. I didn't really want to see that, but she wanted to. I wanted to see Cruella, but she didn't want to see that. So whatever she wanted, so we went and saw that.
I don't even know what's in the movies. What's playing?
Because a lot of things that was playing in the movies was playing on HBO Max, so you could just watch it at home. But that one isn't, so we went and saw that. But we always get to have the popcorn. I like the movie popcorn and stuff.
Okay, that sounds fun. Was there a lot of people there?
We had the movie theater to ourselves.
Oh, my goodness.
Which is good because she freaks out if anybody sits near her. Like, somebody's sit next to her, she freaks out. So she was like, I'm not going to feel comfortable until I know nobody's coming. I said, I think we got... Now you have to pick your seats. You didn't have to do that before, but now you have to pick your seats. And I hate that because I think I'm picking the right seat. And then when I get there, I'm like, that's not where I want to sit. So... But it was a nice experience. We had the movie to ourselves, and so it was good.
Yeah, I haven't been to the movies, like you said, COVID. You know, was the people in the theater wearing masks? The people that worked there?
Hello?
Yes. Was the people wearing their masks that worked there?
Yeah, they were.
I think for every store I go to, mostly all of them wear their masks. So what else? Like, you like the movies. How many movies did you watch? Just that one?
Yeah.
Okay. Because sometimes you can watch, you know, who knows? They might have gave you a free movie coming back from.
They should have.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I wonder how many movie theaters closed down.
All of them had, but
no, that didn't come back. Like, closed down.
Oh, I don't even know. I didn't even try to, like, I usually go up your way for movies, but I was like, you know what? I'm just going to go here and go back home because it was raining and I just wanted to do something. It was Friday. So I said, let's go to the movies. She was like, yeah, because she'd been asking before and I kind of didn't want to do it.
Yeah. I went to Cowtown.
You did. I almost went, but she'd been pulling these all-nighters. Like, last night she was up all night. She woke me up like 2 o'clock in the morning. She's in the bathroom sitting on the sink doing makeup. I'm like, what? Like, this kid, I don't know if it was insomnia or she's just a night owl, but I don't know. She's up all night and sleep all day.
Yeah, well, I went to Cowtown and it was a lot of people. Some was had it? Masks, some didn't have masks. The workers behind there were, my aunt wanted some food that they made. She likes this food, so they had masks on when we went to the place.
Oh, okay. So they didn't lift our mask mandate like they did, like they do in Philly. I haven't even heard anything about ours yet. You?
No.
Yeah, Philly's like all out. They're like no masks at all.
I think when you're outside, you don't have to wear your mask. Just some lady was telling me this at work.
Yeah, okay.
And I have my mask on.
Because I know on the school bus, they don't have to wear a mask, but the school, you do have to wear a mask.
Yes.
So.
Oh, they don't have to wear your school?
The school bus. But the school, you have to.
Okay. I don't know what about ours with the school bus, but I know I have to wear my mask. And the kids still wear their masks.
Yeah.
And one of them, when we say, you can have a mask break when we go outside, they're loud, a mask break. And she always tell me, no.
Oh, okay. She won't take her off. Mm-mm. Yeah, I think a lot of them don't want to give it up. I'm not, in certain circumstances, I would still wear my mask. But I think you should not wear your mask. But I think that 6 feet should still stay in effect.
No, it's not in effect.
But I wish it was. I wish it's because I still don't want people close to me. So I think you should still have that 6 feet. But they don't have it like that, though.
Yeah, that's what I feel the same way because, like, when we were standing in line, people were close. And I'm like, this just opened back up. And you must not have cared then because I'm still 6 feet and I might be further than that.
Right.
You know, but I don't know. And then you keep hearing new stuff going on. But
yeah, new virus strains and everything is coming out now.
You know, you got to look at the CDC because that's what they say. Look, when you're online, they say, please refer to the CDC.
Right. And that's just confusing.
Well, we made it through the CDC and all this, so. Summertime is shore time. What shore are you going to?
Ocean City, Wildwood. I'll probably do those two. Atlantic City. I don't like Atlantic City shore. Todd do, but I don't. It's just too busy. I think they have a better boardwalk than Wildwood and Ocean City, especially Ocean City. But I just don't like their beach. It's always too crowded there. But I want to get into the beach, and I want to take her to Great Adventure. She's been hollering about Great Adventure, so I'm going to have to. Of course, I'm going to have to get on all those scary rides, and I am not a ride girl. I'm very claustrophobic. Anything that comes over my shoulder and holds me down, I have to deep breathe and ventilate through it because it's just too claustrophobic for me, and she knows a certain thing. I don't do tunnels or anything like that, so, yeah, she knows.
She don't have spring?
Her friends, girl, no. She don't have friends. Her friends are guys.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, but
if her friends are guys, she don't have a guy friend that don't want to go with her, so he can ride the rides, you just drive, you know, pick him up, too.
Well, we haven't gotten that far about taking guys anywhere. I usually take one little girl that was her friend, And last time we took her with us, she was on her phone the whole time and she really didn't talk. And I said, there's been a shift in energy between the two. So, and they don't even talk like that you used to. So she don't have any girlfriends because all the girls are mean girls. And I'm always have to call somebody's mom and get with them or something because there's always some kind of problem with your mean child. And with the boys, I don't have that problem.
There you go. Take one of them with you. I mean,
we haven't gotten to that point to take boys with us.
Oh, like they friends.
I know, but I haven't. She hasn't even said like she wanted one of them to come with her. So I may ask her because if she takes a friend of me, I don't have to ride, and I don't mind that at all. So I'll ask her. I'm sure it's not going to be hard to get somebody to come to Great Adventures.
And then another thing is maybe their parents, you know, want to go too, and they got more kids, so you can meet up. Like, not just give them right, say, oh, well, maybe we can meet up on this day. Like, talk to a parent that you know that have, you know, kids that like to ride. And you can meet up that day, and they can all ride together. That's her friend.
Yeah, and then it's kind of tricky, too, with that, but her being a girl and then being a boy, because I don't want the parent thinking, oh, she bringing her hot daughter over here for my son. You know, I don't want to look...
Oh, that is so funny to me, because how old is she? I didn't even think of that. That's why I'm like, what is, you know...
Yeah,
because
she's 12. I mean, she's 13, but yeah. I think I don't want the parent... Like, I don't have a problem with it, because I've been through this before with my other daughters. They didn't have girlfriends. One did and one didn't, and the oldest one, the girls hated her, and the boys all were her friends, and the girls hated her more because she got all the attention from the boys, but they were her friends. Mm-hmm. But and so Todd's the same way, and she's athletic, and all her friends are boys. So and she gets along with them. There's no fighting. There's no arguing. I don't have to talk to nobody's parent or nothing. But then when I said, well, she should say, well, can we do this, do that, and the other? It's like, they're going to be like, well, why is she letting her hot daughter come see my son? You know, I that's the way I'm thinking in my head. I don't know. It's like a catch. It's a catch.
Look at that. All I see is they're 13. See, I'm guessing...
They're 13, but they're at that age, and she likes this little boy. But they are friends, and you know, little elementary school dating type of thing at one time. But she said now they're just friends. But she talked to boys like every day. She talks to them. So I mean, I monitor her conversations and stuff, and everything is just innocent. A lot of times they're on there playing Fortnite or something like that. So
I guess I was the old-fashioned mom, because I said, you can have boys as friends, but you're not allowed to date till you're 16. I said, because I want to make sure you study and your mind is on school and getting through, not on the boy and what's going on. I said, yeah, you can have friends if you want to. And she did have friends that was, you know, and they came over and, you know, they would act like ride their bike over and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but And my daughter, they had friends when they were young because I threw them in Girl Scouts.
Okay. Well,
I threw them in there, rather she wanted to or not, because she didn't. My oldest one didn't want to do nothing. Girl Scouts, baseballs, no sports, nothing. I threw her in all that, made her go. So, yeah.
Well, this same boy had invited her to his birthday party. I think she was the only girl he invited to. Mm-hmm. And she went to the birthday party. And I know the parents kind of sort of, because they've been in the same class since preschool, like since they were 3 years old. So I know the parents, and they seem like really good people. He seemed like a really good guy, good kid. So I don't think I would have any problems out of him or anything like that. But it's just touchy. I don't know how the parents perceive it. I was going to call them and explain the situation, but I just never did. They did meet up.
Just talk to the parents. I know, like, if you can call parents about mean girls, you can call the parents to talk about, you know, having friends. And some parents who are parents of all boys may not understand what's going on with the girl. And that's what she's into sports. But nowadays, you would think when you have the daughters that's into sports and the guys in the sports,
They did meet up to the basketball courts and play basketball on one day, week before last. They did meet up there. I sat in the car, yeah. and I,
You stay. Of course, you stayed there.
Yeah, his parents dropped him off, but I stayed in the parking lot, and I could see them from the parking lot, and they were just playing basketball. Then they sat on the courts for a while talking, and they played basketball. It was hot that day, so I was surprised she even wanted to go, but they did do that. So maybe, you know, it won't be a problem if he went to an amusement park and she even want him to come.
Yeah.
Because, you know, parents are funny about taking kids somewhere away from them. And I'm funny about, if they asked me, could Tatiana come with them somewhere, I probably would let them go, but I probably still would feel funny about it. Like, I would worry about her because that's my kid. But I'm sure they probably feel the same way.
Yeah. Well, see, that's too far. My daughter, when I let her go with families and drive, but they were friends since grade school, and I knew the parents. See, mm-hmm. I was old school. I called the parents up. I've always called them up when they had spend the night or what. I called the parents, but when they hit 16, but when they was teenagers, but by then I would still talk to the parents. You know, when I see them or, you know, mm-hmm. when they go somewhere or when the father would pick them up or something, I would go out and speak to them and stuff like that. I always kept that communication.
Well, my kids used to do sleepovers every now and then, and Tatiana did one sleepover. It was a sleepover from hell. And
that's what I said. She must not have been, didn't work out right then.
No, it was a sleepover from hell, and since that, she knows, don't even come and tell me nothing about nobody's having a sleepover, because that parent was wrong. You know, I dropped her off to the parents' house.
Yes.
But she didn't tell us the party's not at her house. The party's in Williamstown, somewhere else, at somebody else's house. I wasn't told about that. And then when she went to drop them off, I'm calling, trying to see what time she's dropping them off the next day. I said, I thought she was dropping them off to my house. She didn't drop them off to my house. She dropped them off to her little friend that she used to hang with. Mm-hmm. To her, she dropped all the kids to her house. Get this, though. Nobody was home at that house, so she left those kids there and left. And I got a tracker on Todd's phone. That's how I knew where she was.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, that's...
And then I called the little girl's mom. I said, do you know you got a yard full of kids here? She said, what are you talking about? She said, nobody's home. I said, I know nobody's home. They're all outside running around your yard. I said, your mom is not here, your dad's not here, and you're not here, and you got a yard full of kids. She said, she called her sister, and her sister came over there, and she told the little girl off that lived there. And she said, you should have called us. Why didn't you call? And then they all looked at me because I was ruining their fun because they were having fun running around with no parent. I said, no, I came home with six or seven girls at my house and I didn't know they were there. I would have a fit too. Like, she didn't even tell nobody she dropped these kids off there. I was hot.
What kind of parent? Well, parenting is everything.
Then they were cussing at the kids, and it was the party from hell. I said, never. She knows when she, I look at her and she get an invitation and I look at her. She said, I already know. I said, thank you. Just throw it in the trash. I said, you can go for a couple of hours, come home, but you ain't sleeping over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had one girl, when she slept over, she always left before 10 o'clock.
Okay. That was Lady. Lady would always do a sleepover. I knew not to go to bed because by the time everybody go to bed, she called on the phone, went ready to come home. She ain't like to, she ain't like to stay away from the house. And nobody liked sleeping. When they came here, nobody liked sleeping with her because she snored.
Everybody, when they said sleepover, that was Zanita Moore. And Lena had one. They would come over. That was when they were younger. And when they was teenagers, Zanita has a best friend. She went over her house all the time. So she still come over for sleepover and Zanita go over her parent house. So like me and her mother are not like friends, but mm-hmm. I go on you know, Facebook with her and I have a conversation with her when I see her. You know, we
acquaintance.
And then Christmas, we do Christmas together. We have a friend's Christmas with her family because we've been doing it for years. And we used to do game night too.
Oh, that's nice. So y'all got a little thing going on.
You know, we did that, and my daughter, she always can go over there and cook and go over there with eat. Not cook, eat. So, that was friendships, like, when they were young.
Uh-huh.
Teenage, like I said, I told my kids, they weren't allowed to date until they were 16 because I want to make sure you're
paying. I'm not even till top 16. 16 comes too fast. I think I'm gonna wait a little later than that.
So
she'll probably do what she wants, but I'm gonna tell her 18.
Yeah, I said 16 because some kids are more mature. You have some of these kids that are mature that can do it all. Mm. But I wanted 16 because I didn't want to be dealing with all that. But my youngest one didn't listen.
That's what I'm talking about. I told her, like, this year she slacked off and everything. But I told her, I said, you're going to be in eighth grade next year. Then it's high school. We're thinking about college. So this year I'm going to be on you, like, on you. So all this little mess that you got away with this year is not happening.
What grade is she in now?
She'd be in eighth grade in September. She's in seventh grade. So she'll be graduating. We'll be having a graduation party next year.
Oh, does she want to go to, what is that called? Like you went to school for LP and the training, not a training school.
I don't know what she want to do.
Because the tech school, I think you would have to fill everything out in eighth grade to get in to see if you can be entered in a tech school.
Maybe I'll check that out because maybe she can do, I need to check that out and see what they have to offer and see if anything she's interested in. She would be interested in cosmetology because she's got like maybe now
mm-hmm.
9 or 10 doll heads, I think. That's one thing consistently she plays with. And she, like my kids didn't learn to braid or nothing. Todd know how to corn roll. She know how to add hair onto the, add extensions on. She know how to do crochet braids. And she's self-taught. She taught her own self while watching YouTube and learn how to do this stuff. And she can, she corn rolled her whole head. So the other day she asked me for a doll head. And I said, ask me next week. And then I said, you can order your doll head. She said, I already ordered it. I said, what you mean you already ordered it? She's then learned how to use Amazon, how to order from Shein, and with my permission. But she knows that she has my phone is already on there, so she can go ahead and order this stuff. So she's ordered a little. I gave her freedom to order what she wanted. She hasn't ordered anything outrageous. She ordered a hoodie, some jewelry, and then she just ordered a shorts and a top, and then she ordered the doll head.
Oh, okay.
But slowly, like, she's learning, I can use Amazon. But then I found out she can work at 15. So at 15, she'll get her own Amazon account, and she'll be working.
Oh, okay. That's good.
So I told her, we got plans, and boys ain't it. So you start working at 15, you save for your car. I said, because you're going to have a car, because I'm not going to be carting you all over the place.
Yep. Yep, that's a good thing.
That's a
good thing. Get her car, get herself all situated and ready to go.
Yeah, because I can't depend on her parents doing anything for her.
She's going to be independent.
Yeah.
Yep, there you go, Yvonne. You getting her ready? And
yes, I am. Let's push come to shove. I'll rebuild Cammy and hand her Cammy. At least I know what's wrong with it. Instead of getting her another car, but she probably wouldn't want Cammy by the time she's 16. I probably won't even have Cammy my own, so
no,
hopefully not.
You looking for another Toyota?
I would love another Toyota. I want like that little SUV type of car, but it's really not in the budget right now. But it may have to be in the budget now. But
do what you gotta do. Cammy been kicking it for a while, huh?
Cammy has been there, girl. Pammy, that's the best car I've ever had. I've had her like 14 years. She's got over 300,000 miles on that car. Some people say, oh, you're just breaking it in. I'm like, yeah. But I got little things wrong with it that I need to get fixed. But other than that, it's doing pretty good.
That's good. That is wonderful. Yeah, sounds like a good time over there. You got plans for great adventure. Are you going to do the safari when you go?
I don't want to drive my car through there because I'm scared. And I don't know if you can take a bus through there or they have little cars that go through there. But if they're open, like the open and not closed up, I'm not doing it. because I've seen some of them safari things where they're like little buses and they're open. You know, like the windows, there's no windows and there's no doors and you just ride through there. Uh-uh, I'm not messing with no animals like that. I've seen some stuff happen. So, I'm scary. I'm scary. And I don't trust animals. So, no, yeah. I'm not doing that.
Ever since they put that walking tiger over your head at the Philadelphia Zoo, I'm not going there. I was like, no. I said, if you won't have a tiger walking over my head, no.
Pissing on you because you know that's what they do.
Yeah, walking on your head in this thing. I said, you never know because, you know, things get weak.
Right, right.
I don't know how you check it.
And I'm surprised more animals haven't gotten out of the zoos you don't hear animals getting out of the zoo. I remember one time something had happened. I forget what it was. It was some kind of weather thing that happened. And one of the monkeys got out and he was letting all the other monkeys and stuff out of the cages. And I was like, see, that's exactly why. My biggest fear is to be halfway through the zoo and to see a tiger come around the side of the fence where he done got out and nobody know. Uh-uh. That's why I'm always scared when I go to the zoo. That's my biggest fear. It's crazy. I mean, you can't outrun it. You can't outrun it. Like, what are you going to do? Hope that it's just, like, you're not there. I mean, you can make it to the parking lot before it makes it to you? I don't know. I'm scary like that, Z. I'm serious. I'm scary like that.
Me too, because I'm thinking that elephant can just walk right on you. And then now I saw on, I don't know what I was looking at, the elephant. Somebody had a cell phone. The elephant did something, hit her with their tusks. And I was like, yeah, because they say elephants remember.
Yeah, they say they never forget. Mm-mm.
No, they don't forget. And I'm like, oh. And I said, we don't really know what animal forget. They tell us what they want to tell us. I don't know.
Yeah, they all locked up and everything. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I go to the Brisbane Zoo, and then I was like, what is these little tigers? And they saw they had to separate one because they was fighting. And I was like, what?
Yeah, they did have two tigers in there together. What was I going to say? Oh, God, I lost my train of thought that quick. I was going to ask you something. I can think what it is.
Well, my vacation?
No, not your vacation. Well, what you been eating? Because we ain't going to talk about food.
No, that's not right now because it's not looking good over here.
Oh, okay.
So let me get back in the swing of things because I went off of my whole thing. This is why I call myself a vegan. Because if I don't say I'm a vegan, I will eat, go off of the script. And then my body will say, whoa, remember your immune system. Get it back. Because you're destroying it with them chips and all this processed food. So that's what my body say. I don't know what other people's bodies say, but I know what my body is telling me.
That's what your body's telling you.
Because I said, when you walk and leaning over and you can't stand up straight, you better put the stuff down. So, yeah, let's not go on the food thing. My vacation, though.
Let's talk about your vacation, then.
I'm going to Virginia. I'm taking the Amtrak train, and it's going to be from how many hours? About 7 hours taking the train.
Are you taking an Amtrak?
Yeah.
Oh, I loved when I took the Amtrak. It's like you can go into the sightseeing car and just watch people go by, watch all the sights and stuff. That's going to be interesting.
Well, first of all,
wait a minute. You're going to Virginia?
Yes.
It's going to take 7 hours by the train?
That's what it said. I'm leaving at 4. Well, it says 4 to 11:30.
That's long, ain't it?
Mm-hmm. That's okay. What else I got to do?
I was just wondering how come you just didn't fly?
I'm not flying. I ain't no reading. It's $35 to take that train. I'm getting
on. Oh, really? To go to Virginia?
Yes.
Okay, that's not bad at all.
I'm taking that $35 and getting on that train and let a conductor do.
That would be a good trip for me and Tatiana to do, just to go somewhere. I don't even want to go to Virginia, but for $35, I'll go on an Amtrak train.
Now, that's one way. Coming back was $35, too. So it was $70.
That's still not bad.
And then I'm going to, my brother going to pick me up, and then I'm going to stay at his house. So, you know, there you go. My cost on my trip is $70. That's the total of my 11-day trip. But then I'm going different places because my sister-in-law is going to drive me. She said, wherever you want to go.
I hate when people say that, you know, you don't know where to go because you ain't from there.
True. But I know there's Virginia Beach, there's Williamsburg, Virginia, I wanted to go to. So.
Oh, okay.
An hour away, so the beach is not too far.
Oh, I would definitely want to hit the beach.
Yeah, I told her that sand and all that. I'm going to go to the beach for a couple minutes.
No, Doug, I wish I could go with you.
Yeah, so we might, we can do a trip too. Because they got Airbnbs, but the thing is with me, when I go, don't expect me to go everywhere with you. I like to sit and be quiet and like everyone go where you want to go.
Oh, come on, Z.
But that's me. And I told my sister-in-law, you know me. Because one day when I was there, she come up to her. She said, where you go? Because she thought I was upstairs sleeping, but I was up there just sitting. Reading something. I said, sometimes I don't, you know, I said, I'm a homebody. And like one day on vacation, yeah, I like to just sit and just, you know. But if it's at the beach, I can go sit at the beach with my little chair.
Oh, okay. You know, I bought this stuff. It's called the Microban. It kills germs on surfaces up for 24 hours, right? But I'm reading on it. It says precaution. Hazard to humans and domestic animals. So how can I use this on surfaces if it's hazardous to me? That makes sense to you?
Yes. Go ahead. You said certain services.
No, it said it just says it says hazard to humans and domestic animals. But you're supposed to spray it on different like doorknobs and stuff to kill germs, and it'll continue killing germs for 24 hours. So, I mean, if I touch this stuff, I have to wash my hands because it's hazardous to. I would never have bought this if I knew that.
But it kills the killers. I guess you clean and then leave your house. I don't know.
I don't know either. I just happen to sit in front of me.
What if
your
dog lick it?
I guess I have to call poison control.
You know, because you have animals.
Yeah. So I was only going to use it for like doorknob. I was going to do that whole bathroom and spray this all over the place. But now I'm thinking.
If you do that, then just open up the window and don't go in there for how many hours, it said? It kills for 24 hours. So it would be, look that up. Let's see.
Yeah, I'm reading it now.
I mean, it's stuff we done used that says hazardous, and we probably sprayed our table and then ate afterwards.
Yeah, I'd probably be all right, right?
I get Clorox and Lysol. They're like the staple.
It should have said like not to eat. If it said like not to swallow or anything, but it says avoid contact with skin and clothing. Like so, I understand clothing. Like I said, I want you to spray it on yourself, but skin. So that means when I spray it on the doorknob. Don't go back and touch the doorknob. I have to wash my hands every time I touch the doorknob.
Mm-hmm. You gotta look it up.
I'm done reading this. I'm like, this, I don't even want to use this now.
Mm-mm. That's why people use all natural. I don't know what you would use to kill, you know, all them germs. That's why I said I still use Lysol and Clorox wipes.
Yeah.
And talking about that, I need to start cleaning now and mop up Sunday morning cleaning.
I may take this back, and I've been waiting for this to come in so long, and then because I couldn't find it, and then finally I found it. I don't know what I don't even want to use this.
Well, you can look, read about it, and see, you know, because you know on Facebook people be saying things. I don't know. I wouldn't use it, but like I said, Clorox and Lysol might say the same thing, but I don't.
What if I still got my receipt? Probably. Yeah, I don't look. I got it.
I still grab it here there. Yeah.
Oh,
step after your spray bottle.
What spray bottle?
What you call micro? What you have? Your germ killer stuff.
Hmm.
I don't know. I'm looking down at
you.
I think we have that too.
What? I'm trying to figure out how to use it. Then.
Is it in a dark blue bottle?
Yeah, it's in a blue and green bottle. And it says Microban 20. I mean, it's good. It sounds good, but it says spray on surfaces. But I thought I could spray it on.
Somebody bought it here and didn't even know it. You just said it, and I just went over there by the copier. And we have it too. Multi-purpose cleaner.
Yeah.
Yes, we have it too. I don't even know who bought it. We got so much.
Well, it doesn't say, this one must be a different one. This one says protection that lives on microband 24 hour, keeps killer 99.9 bacteria up to 24 hours, sanitizing spray. So kills germs in 5 minutes.
Wow. I see. I don't know who bought it, but we have it here too.
And I had planned to spray this thing on everything. Now I don't want to. So, like, I worry about Todd. Like, I will spray it on the handle, and then she may not wash her hands every time she touched the doorknob. I don't even know what I would use this for now. And I know I threw my receipt away because I can't even find it.
I mean, but you know what? Start looking on the back of all your cleaner. I bet you it says the same thing.
That sounds scary. All right, I'm looking at it. I got the pine saw. What the pine saw say? I can't see without my freaking glasses.
Ugh. I'm just in shock that we have it because I'm like, who bought this? We got 50 million cleaners.
Oh, my thing is so dirty. The label. Well, it says the same thing. Hazards to humans and animals. Lysol.
Yeah.
Well, that's, I guess, if you're drinking this. So maybe you're right about the same thing.
Yeah.
I just happened to read it and just happened to see this. Everything else is in small letters, and that's in bold letters. Hazard to humans and domestic animals.
Well, that's... I don't know who it was, but somebody was saying, can you drink this stuff or something? But you don't. Nobody knew that because it's hazardous. You'd be probably poison control. You don't poison yourself.
Right. It says to clean spray on surfaces allowed to penetrate, wipe off, prevent mold and mildew. It sounds like it's a really good product, but I guess you just can't be ingesting it. But that wasn't the plan anyway. I guess I better get it up my kitchen table and put it under the cabinet counter.
I don't know who bought it, but let me get off this phone.
Okay, well, everybody, thanks for joining us. I know it's been a while. We still haven't gotten that schedule together, but let us trust and believe we're trying to get it together. Sure. So.
Sure is. All right. Well, everyone, you have a wonderful day, evening, morning, afternoon.
Yes, you do. Okay. Review our podcast. We have no Apple reviews. I think the only review on there is the one that I did. So review our podcast. Check us out on Instagram, Talking with Von and Z. You can email us at talkingwithvonandz@yahoo.com. And we talk to you guys soon. Bye.
Bye.